Good morning. High pressure that brought us brilliant sunshine for the day yesterday is hanging on today, keeping it dry with a clear sky for much of the overnight period. A lot of places drop back toward freezing again. Temperatures are starting to creep up now as clouds are beginning to stream in, especially across the mid and lower Hudson Valley, the southern Catskills, and the Mohawk Valley. With increased cloud cover, temperatures are already climbing through the 30s and 40s and will continue to climb through the 50s and into the 60s today with a developing southerly wind. We will not have as much sunshine today. In fact, the skies will be cloudy from time to time as that high drifts away, allowing that southerly wind to bring in more moisture. Despite the moisture increasing, it'll stay dry through the day today and into the night tonight. With mostly cloudy skies, it will not be nearly as cool overnight and into tomorrow morning with lows back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. Tomorrow afternoon, the breeze will pick up out of the south, at times gusting over 15 miles per hour, so even milder air will move in. We'll still have cloudy periods, but also sunny breaks and enough to push us up into the lower and middle 70s. A storm system in the middle of the country will only slowly head our way and take several days to move closer to us. In fact, even by Wednesday, it'll only approach the western and southern Great Lakes. Out ahead of it on Wednesday, it'll be even milder with highs in the mid-70s with a strong southerly breeze and a mix of sun and clouds. As the disturbance approaches Wednesday afternoon, we do run the risk at a couple of showers and thunderstorms. The storm will draw closer Wednesday night and Thursday, and this is when we'll see our best chance for more showers and thunderstorms with highs around 70, and then temperatures will start to cool on Friday, still in the 60s though, and into the weekend 60s on Saturday, 50s as we hit the second half of the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of northern Louisiana, Arkansas, southeastern Missouri, northwest Mississippi, western Tennessee, western Kentucky, and far southern Illinois. An impressive upper-level trough will move eastward across the southern plains today as a 65 to 80 knot mid-level jet stream rounds the base of the upper-level trough and moves across the Ark-La-Tex and Ozarks. At the surface, a low will move northeastward across Missouri as a cold front advances quickly eastward across eastern Oklahoma and east Texas. A squall line will move quickly eastward into the lower to mid-Mississippi Valley today, resulting in widespread severe weather. A potential for wind gusts of greater than 65 knots will exist into this afternoon as the line moves across the moderate risk area. Tornadoes may also occur with rotating cells embedded in the line. The greatest tornado threat should develop across eastern Arkansas, northwest Mississippi, and far western Tennessee into the early afternoon hours. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Gonzalo, located about 50 miles northeast of Guadalupe in the Leeward Islands. Gonzalo is moving toward the west near 10 miles per hour, and a turn toward the west-northwest is forecast today, followed by a turn toward the northwest tonight. On the forecast track, the center of Gonzalo will move across the Leeward Islands today and near or over the Virgin Islands tonight. Maximum sustained winds have increased now to near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some additional strengthening is expected during the next 48 hours, and Gonzalo is forecast to become a hurricane tonight or tomorrow. A hurricane watch is out for Puerto Rico and the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, and a tropical storm warning is out for the northern Lesser Antilles. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 37 degrees. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy and 19 degrees. In Albany on the hour, patchy fog and 38 degrees, the dew point 35, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.30 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Death Valley, California, Palm Springs, California, and Thermal, California, to a low of 20 at Roscommon, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny, near 60, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with highs near 70. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 61 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 47, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month 59 hundredths, and for the year 28.26 inches. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 40, the record high, 81, set in 1930, and the record low, 24, in 1981. Sunrise this morning is at 7:06 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:16 p.m., 11 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy skies today with highs reaching the lower to middle 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows staying in the lower to mid 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly cloudy again tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, mild, mid-70s on Wednesday with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. A better chance at showers and thunderstorms Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy, near 70. Scattered showers Friday, back into the 60s. A scattered shower or storm Saturday in the lower 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the 50s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.